From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Can the Lakers prevent a sequel of Shrek and Donkey? Can the Lakers find their effort? Can they curtail the great Glenn Davis? These are the questions we're going to tackle on a Thunder Rumblings podcast coming up now on News OK. I'm Mike Sherman, sports editor of the Oklahoman, here with our Thunder beat writer Darnell Mayberry and our intern, six-man, Tariq Lee. We're talking about the NBA Finals. It's all square now, gentlemen. 2-2. Game 5 is Sunday night in Boston. Too bad for the Lakers, I say.
Too bad for the Lakers. I mean, here's the thing. The Celtics still almost lost that game at home and on their home court in front of their home fans. Crowds riled up yet again. And if Phil Jackson didn't leave his starters in there for the start of the fourth quarter, if he trusted Shannon Brown and trusted Jordan Farmar and trusted Luke Walton to come in and make plays like Doc Rivers trusted his bench to do, then I think we're looking at a 3-1 series right now in the Lakers' favor. But Phil Jackson did not trust his bench. His starters got worn out down the stretch, and the Celtics took advantage of it, and that was the ball game.
If you're going to trust Luke Walton, if you're going to trust Jordan Farmar, if you're going to trust Shannon Brown, you need to be the coach of the New Jersey Nets, because that's where those guys need to be playing.
We would have said the same thing about Nate Robinson and Glenn Davis
What we have in this series, I don't know if you guys noticed this or not, but the Celtics have a bench and the Lakers do not. It's easy to sit here and criticize Phil Jackson for not playing his bench, but you don't have his bench. He does. He is in a stew, and he knows what you don't, apparently, that the Celtics have a bench and he does not. That's the difference in this series. That was the difference when it started. It's the difference now. It's the reason it's 2-2. Darnell, I love you, but I notice every time the Celtics win, they should have lost. So there's not another category, as far as I can see, wins, losses, should have losses. That's not a category in this. It's 2-2, Tariq, and the Celtics got it. Furthermore, gentlemen, another key point in this. Welcome to the series, Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce came through last night. He definitely did. Ray Allen had a below-average game. He had 12 points. But, I mean, you can't ride Big Baby all the way to the mothership. It's not going to happen. It was 18-18 on bench points going to the fourth quarter. Big Baby gave you 9. Nate gave you 6. Rasheed gave you 3. That gives you 18 points right there. So it was tied up. Like Darnell said, Phil came out there. He wanted to start Kobe. He wanted to start Gasol. By the end of the fourth quarter, they were tired. They just got out-hustled the whole game. That's pretty much what it was. Go ahead.
Michael Cooper was not in uniform last night. Michael Thompson, not available. Rick Fox, not there. Robert Horry, not available for the Lakers. The guys that he had, Adam Morrison, could have been available. The problem for the Lakers is, as I've said, he has to play what he's got, and his bench gets even shorter with Andrew Bynum still looking for the meniscus.
These are professional athletes, though, Mike. You're acting as though these guys can't come in and make plays. Sasha Vujicic has had solid performances in the past. Jordan Farmar and Shannon Brown have had solid performances in the past. Has Glenn Davis or Nate Robinson ever had big performances like that in the finals, home or away? It doesn't matter.
These guys are professional
athletes. They get paid to come in and do their job. I think that they're going to be able to come in. You're not going to, like Tariq said, Glenn Davis is not going to give you 18-5. Maybe combined in games 5, 6, and 7. So, you know, if you're expecting Glenn Davis and Nate Robinson to carry you, you got problems for the Celtics. The point to me is Rajon Rondo, Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett, these guys still haven't been on the same page in a game yet throughout four games. Until they get on the same page, the Celtics got problems, because you still got Kobe Bryant you have to deal with. They still haven't really found an answer for Pau Gasol. And I think Lamar Odom is going to be able to show up a little bit more now, because he's going to be thrust into a more important role with Andrew Bynum's health being in question.
That could be a new off-Broadway play, Waiting for Lamar Odom. You know what? A lot of people have spent their entire lives waiting for Lamar Odom to show up in big games. And you know what? Here's the deal. Role players don't travel. It's proof once again.
Okay, and let me stop you. Let me stop you there. Where are the two games? If this series goes to 7, where are the last two games in this series?
Doesn't matter.
What do you mean it doesn't matter? You just said role players don't travel. Tariq pointed out Glenn Davis and Nate Robinson are not going to be able to do this anything close to what they did in game four.
Are you gonna
again,
let me answer?
Let alone two times. So you expect them to do that twice in LA?
Here's the difference.
Or at least once in
this
LA?
This game is an interesting game, and you've covered the league for a long time. I'm surprised this hasn't come up to you yet, but I'm going to introduce you to this concept. It's a team game. Here's the thing about the team game. The Lakers had the best player in the game. They got the best player in this series. And you know what? It doesn't matter. 33 points didn't get them anywhere because it's a team game. The Celtics, throughout this series, have had a different person carry them every game. And that's going to continue through this series because that's the way the Celtics are constituted. Unfortunately for the Lakers, that's not the way they're constituted. It's a two-man team. And now that Andrew Bynum is no longer available, and really, let's face it, did you see him stumbling around out there? They've gotten whatever they can get out of him. He's out there on a peg leg, okay? Andrew Bynum is, for all intents and purposes, finished in this series. So what do they do now? That means Odom's got to play more starters minutes and a short bench. Very short gets even shorter. DJ Mbenga, is that what is going to happen? You're going to see that so he can come out there the and Lakers, wrestle around?
Okay, are you done? The Lakers have the two best players in this series.
And that's not enough.
Kobe Bryant and Pau Gasol. When you surround those two guys with Derek Fisher, a veteran who proved in Game 3 that he still has something left
in
the tank.
Talk about a guy who's catches a lightning in a bottle.
You still got Lamar Odom. You've got enough pieces around the two best players in this series to win the series. And you still got the last two games at home. I mean, there's no shock that the Celtics won Game. I think I sat here after Game 3 and said the Celtics were going to win Game 4. There's not a shock. I expect the Lakers to come out on Sunday and steal Game 5. They've come close. They just got to close out the game. Phil Jackson, everybody talked about his, you know, him being the mastermind, 47-0 after one game. 10 titles. I give him the advantage in terms of making whatever proper adjustments he needs to make. So the fact that the Lakers still have home court, this is no time. There's no reason to panic. I still think the Lakers, I said it from the start, they'd win in 7. I changed my prediction after game 1 that they would win in 6.
And I still think
they're going to win in 6.
You're running out of wiggle room to change your predictions.
I think the Lakers are going to win game 5, and I think they're going to go home and take care of business in game 6.
Tyreek, you're a Lakers fan who was born in Washington, D.C., born and raised there. So it's obviously you have no soul or loyalty to the teams. But so you're a big Lakers fan. Tell me, speak to me as a Lakers fan. What are you concerned about?
The bench. No, I'm not concerned about the bench. I'm concerned about Phil. This is like a relationship, a man and a woman. You have to have trust. He trusts Kobe, trusts Gasol, but he doesn't trust the bench. The bench went out there. They played okay the first half. They were getting steals. They were forcing turnovers. But the second half came, he didn't play Shannon Brown, and he just kept Fisher in it. You can play Shannon Brown. He can play defense on Nate Robinson. He's just as quick as him, and he's faster than him, and he's stronger than him. So he can play him. He just has to come out there. He has to let them play. He can't just ride Kobe the whole game because he'll die. And like we talked about, I heard y'all talk about this before. It's 3 days rest. They're gonna go to LA. He's gonna get his knee drained. He's gonna come back. Bynum's gonna have a good game on Sunday. You watch.
Now Sunday's game is in Boston, unless they've changed the format between the last time I heard. It's 2-3-2, still in Boston. Darnell, let's get serious about this Bynum issue. The Lakers have to be very concerned about that because the Celtics, the place the Celtics are the deepest, is now all of a sudden the place where the Lakers are the shallowest.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big concern for the Lakers. If Andrew Bynum changes the complexity of the game with his length and his shot-blocking ability. Rajon Rondo, when he penetrates, if Andrew Bynum can't get healthy in time for Sunday's Game 5, Rajon Rondo is going to have a big game because now you no longer have that shot-blocking presence, that intimidator in the middle to change and alter Rajon Rondo's shots after he knifes his way into the paint. So it impacts Rajon Rondo. It impacts Glenn Davis and, you know, Lamar Odom. Lamar Odom can't guard Big Baby like Andrew Bynum can and with his length and his shot-blocking ability. So Andrew Bynum just changes the Lakers' front court in so many areas that if he's not healthy, they got a big-time problem. And the Lakers really don't have another big man that they can count on. Like you said, DJ Mbenga's not going to come in and do anything of substance. So they got a big-time problem on their hands if Bynum can't get healthy.
DJ Mbenga or Brian Scalabrine, which will have a bigger impact on this series? I'm going with Scalabrine.
For my sake, I hope I don't see either one of them. As a fan talking in the NBA Finals, I hope I don't see either one of those guys.
Last question, guys. Game 5, what's your pick? Tyreek, you first.
Lakers. I got to go with the Lakers. I said that game four they were going to lose. I wasn't surprised when they lost. They're going to win game five. They're going to come back stronger. Hopefully filled with trust the bench. We saw last night Lamar Odom win that Glenn Baby three or four times, one-on-one, and he scored on him. So he can go against him. They can go back and forth. That's going to cancel out. I just see Kobe coming out, winning the game like he always does, because he's the Black Mamba.
Lamar Odom is your X factor, a winner and an X factor.
I think the Lakers are going to win. I think the X factor for the Lakers is going to be Pau Gasol. I think for games three and four, you know, he had a good game in game four, but it wasn't the dominant game that he needs to have. If Andrew Bynum is not going to be in there, Pau Gasol's got to step it up even more. So I think it needs to start with him. And then Lamar Odom, he's got to play better defense on Glenn Davis, and he's got to contribute something offensively to give Kobe and Pau Gasol some help. So I do see the Lakers winning game five. I think it'll be close, but I think Kobe Bryant is the ultimate X factor. He's going to be able to close it out late. If Phil Jackson gives him a rest and does not panic and try to, you know, get still a game and just sticks to what he normally does, give him a rest at the start of the fourth, let him be the closer that we all know him to be.
I'm going with the Celtics, obviously. I had the Celtics in six. I'm staying there. I didn't try to change my prediction. I'm going to tell you this. Kendrick Perkins has yet to put a defensive imprint on this series. He is a great and solid defender. And with Bynum on the bench, he has one less guy to worry about. You watch for his impact in Game 5. That's all for this edition of Thunder Rumblings Podcast, but stay with the best coverage team anywhere every day at News OK, every morning in the Oklahoma.
From the Opubco Studios at Britton and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK Podcast.